It's Guide to Your Ride podcast time. Finally, the snow has come by the truckloads. We have a lot more areas of riding across upstate New York, and that's why my partner in crime, Chris Rank, president of the Southern Tug Hill Snow Riders, is joining me for the podcast tonight. We are recording this at 9:15 Thursday night, the 21st of January, 2021. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Rich, on this Thursday night. Happy there's snow, and I'm having a great KDK Thursday.
Yes, that's right. Our friends at KDK in Rome, New York, please be sure to check them out. And if you want to check out the podcast that we did with them, it's on our other podcast series, the Trail Talk Podcast, on upstatesnow.com. Check it out. Also on Apple and Spotify podcasts. So, Chris, I hear it snowed a little bit, and I hear we have a few more trails open than we did last week. Imagine that.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness, Rich. It's been a whirlwind of a weekend for, I think, all the clubs across kind of the Adirondacks and the Tug Hill region and even western New York. No matter where you were, you picked up a little bit of snow, obviously some more than others based on elevation, based on lake effect. But I am happy to report now, finally, by Thursday, after the snow from Friday into Saturday, then Saturday into Sunday, and then off and on all this week, the trails are really, really starting to shape up for what will probably be the best riding weekend of the year that we've had to date. I couldn't be more excited about what my club Southern Tug is doing, and really what all the other clubs are doing, working so hard. We were kind of dealt an interesting hand of weather. We had a heavy, heavy wet snow last Friday that stuck to the trees, was kind of rain and sloppy in lower elevations. We were hit with weekend traffic, and then we're blessed with about a foot and a half of lake effect snow. And the challenges were the trees. We have honestly never seen trees hold the snow and hold the moisture like they have been in years. So there are still trees falling down tonight. So hats off to the volunteers that have been out there all week from all the clubs across the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks, constantly cleaning up trees. It's crazy. And for the riders that are out there, just, please be careful, be cautious of it. And please let the clubs know when there are trees down. We understand that you might not be able to take care of them on your sled, but the best thing you can do is let somebody know.
Absolutely. Great advice. So really, all of this started with the fact that we had the amazing fortune of having an abnormally warm first half of January, especially on the overnight lows. That's what's really making it a warm January, because we haven't had those cold nights in the single digits and teens like is usual for January. And we may seem unusually happy and excited about the fact that really the weather this weekend is nothing out of the ordinary for January. It's just out of the ordinary for this winter to get days where we're not going to get out of the teens or low 20s and overnight lows of -5 to +5 across a good part of snowmobile country and even into the rest of upstate New York. I mean, normal lows are around, single digits to 10. Average highs are in the 20s. So really, we're not talking about anything completely out of the ordinary, but because of the fact that the temperatures have still stayed up despite the lake effect snow, that's made it slushy, that's made it soft, it's added some weight to the snow, it's added some base, which is a good thing. But now that we got the cold setting in, we could finally get rid of some of the water hazards, we could finally freeze things down. But folks, be patient, it's not going to be this weekend. The true prime conditions will be probably next week. Now, is it worth it to go riding? Yeah, carpe diem, just like I've been saying. But if you're looking for conditions to be that much better, and Chris, you running a club and all the stuff that the groomers do, you know that it takes time to smooth things out, freeze things down. It takes multiple passes with the groomer under those colder conditions to really set the trails up beautifully.
That's true. I made a post on Facebook when we were kind of gearing up for this Lake Effect event that I wasn't expecting trails to be really, really good until Tuesday. And I was close. I think it was probably more like Wednesday or Thursday. But to be honest with you, the traffic that we have seen across the Tug Hill and the Adirondacks this week, it's been like weekend traffic. every single day. You know, Monday was the holiday. Monday, it was busy. Tuesday, Wednesday, and again today was absolutely busy. You know, the stores and the establishments are full of sleds. It looks like a Saturday. It's excellent for the area. I couldn't be happier to hear, you know, that the places are filling up. But obviously, that comes with challenges. We have been a little bit on the warm side. The kind of snow has some moisture in it. So between the traffic and the warm snow and the relatively not bone chilling cold, the trails get whooped up. They just do. And I know that we've been out, you know, every night as much as we can. And I think a lot of the clubs too, you just, you know, you run the equipment and between the trees down and the equipment breaking here and there, all the clubs are just doing the best they can. To kind of keep up. And it's going to be no different this weekend. I expect another very, very, very heavy traffic weekend in Lewis County. But one benefit is that we can start to spread out just a little bit. You know, some areas like, you know, Northern Oneida County come into play. So people can start to ride from, you know, Lee Center and Point Rock and 46 Corners and things like that. We have now the connection piece in Brandingham open. So between Turns Trails and Brandingham's Trails and Old Forge, that's all open. And Brandingham's grooming and Turns grooming their lower section. So that kind of helps spread some people out. You know, no different, you know, on the western side of the county going into St. Lawrence County and Jefferson County, you know, Pulaski, Boylston and Redfield and Osceola, they're all out doing their thing and doing the best what they can. I think that people are going to see a little bit more water hazards and a little bit more maybe mud and rocks in the lower elevations and off the hill proper, but the riding is still good.
That's excellent. And hearing from Darren Haar, Mr. ILSnow.com, and his ride adventures, we're mainly in Hamilton County and Northern Herkimer County, and conditions there are good. People are making lake crossings, but the ice is not as thick and not as secure as it usually is this time of year because we haven't had the super cold temperatures this winter. So if you do make lake crossings and are going into the Adirondacks and making the connections between the different communities and between the different trail systems via the lakes, please be very careful. And definitely would advise make them during the day if at all possible. This is not a place you want to get lost at night with the fact that, you don't know what you're riding into. Riding on lakes is always a risk. Most of the time, it's okay, it's manageable, but you always got to be ready for the unexpected, even more so than you are on the trails. So if you are doing lake crossings, please use extreme caution. Please stay on the drag strips. Please don't try to go anywhere or go around exploring because you might explore some big trouble.
Yeah, unfortunately, there was that story out of Black Lake. That's a tragedy. The father and daughter were lost or presumably lost. So that's a shame. So lakes are always kind of, you know, hit or miss, especially with the weather we have. And talking about lakes and just kind of venturing out to some other areas across the state that do have some snow and do have some trails open. I was, you know, this morning I caught up with our friends from the Saratoga Snowmobile Association, talked to Chaz Albertson out there, the president, and he updated us and said that as of today, they are open and they are grooming. They picked up 1 to 2 inches of new snow today. They are grooming with their Ranger and their small drag. They don't have enough snow to get their big machines out, but there is enough snow. You can get up to elevation. You can go up to Tinney's Tavern, check out, Lake Desolation. And there are people riding on Sagandaga again. Just be very careful out there.
Sagandaga especially is a very, very tricky reservoir. The lake levels there fluctuate quite a bit, and there have been a lot of tragedies on Sagandaga, especially because it's lower elevation and because the water levels fluctuate. It's not as high as a lot of those Adirondack lake crossings, so you got to be careful with that. Some good news, Adirondack Trailblazers, Galway, North Warren, South Warren, those are back up and running, but snow cover in those areas is definitely a lot thinner as you approach the Capital Region.
Yep, without a doubt. And then, talking about Western New York too, it's obviously going to be a big, big weekend for the Western New Yorkers. Go Bills. So they might want to stay home for the football Sunday. But in talking to our friends from Hamburg and the Larson family, they updated us and said that everything in Southern Erie and Chautauqua is open. They received between 10 and 30 inches of snow based on elevation. The clubs are grooming as much as possible. I think all the clubs are open out there. So, you know, just follow what the clubs are saying. Stay on the trail out there. They're just having so many problems. So, you know, ride safe, ride between the stakes out there, and just enjoy the local snow while we have it.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget Genesee County as well in that mix, especially in the elevations above Attica and heading up towards Perrysburg and up towards that area and towards northern Allegheny County. Of course, Allegheny County usually gets ripped off on the snow a little bit more than Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, and southern Erie. But it's been great seeing all that snow coming off of Lake Erie, even more so than usual. And it's also nice seeing it getting up towards Hamburg and Orchard Park as well. And also very nice that the Bills game will be Sunday night rather than during the day. So you can ride by day and root for the Bills to beat KC at night. That's it.
That's right. That's the truth. So, and then, you know, a little bit more close to home as far as, you know, Lewis County and Tug Hill proper, just speaking to all the groomer coordinators about half hour ago. So, you know, between Southern Tug Hill and Turin and Rory up at Valley, you know, Dave out in Osceola, who's out grooming right now, Chucky Myers from Boonville, Lost Trail Club. Every single club has the fleet out tonight. And it's going to be full send for us all weekend long. So as long as everybody's equipment holds up, which is always a risk of running some old equipment, it's going to be every single night grooming just to try to keep up with the snow, take advantage of the cold, and keep up with the traffic. But it's going to be a good, good weekend. I mean, I had one of your posts earlier said, you know, cold and clear. Is that still the forecast for the weekend?
That is the case, and I was looking at the models right before we came on in the podcast and looking at that burst of snow. So again, recording this, it's now 9:26, Thursday the 21st, 2021. So if you're watching this video on Facebook or listening to the podcast during the day tomorrow, whether you're on the trail or whether you're traveling across upstate New York, particularly Tug Hill, Adirondacks, Central New York, Finger Lakes, Utica, Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, into the South Towns and into ski country in the Southern Tier in Western New York. Watch out because there's going to be a big burst of snow, a very quick and intense snow squall as that cold front that's ushering in the colder, more seasonable to slightly below normal air that we've been desperately waiting for. It's going to come in with authority. It's going to capture some of that moisture off the lakes. It's not going to get far from the lakes. It's not going to drop a couple inches in eastern New York and in Albany County and in the capital region like those clubs really need that. It's not going to carry much farther south than the Albany area, but basically Catskills, Southern Tier, pretty much the rest of upstate New York is going to get a quick anywhere from a half inch to 1 to 2 inches of snow in a very short amount of time, like say within a half hour to an hour. As that comes through, that makes for travel difficulties. And also if you're on the trails or if you're on the aforementioned lakes and that snow squall comes through, that's a very tenuous situation there. So be weather aware. And if you see the skies darkening, if you see the snow picking up, and especially if you don't know where you are, just hunker down a little bit. It will clear through. And then there'll be some additional lake effect after that, but it's going to become more scattered and really break up as the colder, drier air moves in Friday night and into Saturday. So just a little bit of a weather preview there. Again, time sensitive. So if you're listening to this or watching this after Friday night the 22nd, say in the evening, this information will have already happened.
Very good, very good. And it's 9:30 right now. I'm looking at the radar. It looks like we do have some lake effect snow, across, upstate New York. It looks like it's actually a little bit south of Lewis County right now. There's a good chunk of snow. And then also the northern part of Lewis County up in Jefferson. Looks like it's pretty decent snow.
Southern St. Lawrence County, Harrisville, up towards Star Lake, Cranberry Lake, areas that really could use it. St. Lawrence County has been doing a really good job. Also carrying into the Tri-Lakes. I've been watching those bands pulse up into the Tri-Lakes and try and get into the High Peaks area. Again, Tri-Lakes, a much bigger story, and we're going to try and cover a lot more now with the rails being removed and with trail conditions improving and riding opportunities improving. Tupper Lake up towards Lake Clear Junction, Saranac Lake. Lake Clear Junction is that old railroad bed from there all the way up to Malone into Franklin County. A lot of great areas to open up that people generally haven't had a chance to get to. Now they're going to have a much better chance to get to, and they do have some snow cover up there.
Awesome. I mean, I'm excited. Best of luck to all the clubs. Keep up the great work. For the folks out there listening, please continue to join. If you have a wonderful day or see something that you really like on the trails, join that snowmobile club on your way home or when you get home, when you're relaxing and reminiscing about the day. What's the outlook, Rich? I mean, we got cold seasonable weather till at least the end of January. Any indication of what first weeks of February are going to bring us?
I do not see any definite indication of when the pattern's going to change, but I suspect at some point between February 1st and February 15th, there's going to be a change of some kind. The question is to what? So my biggest concerns that I've put out in the morning blogs and that other meteorologists like Darren at ilsnow.com, we've been watching very carefully, the true Arctic air, the true Siberian air, the true air that comes from north of the Arctic Circle and from Siberia and from Russia, that has not come over into our side of the globe this winter. And we're running out of time for that quickly, and I'm still not seeing that connection at this point in time. So that really worries me, second half of February, that if we get a thaw second half of February, or even at any point during the month of February, we may not have as easy of a time of recovering. It makes it a lot more difficult to get things back up and running. So all I'm saying right now, why I've been saying carpe diem, this is the season. We don't know how long it's going to last. I can tell you with certainty, we're good through January 31st. We're good into the first week of February. I see no signs of anything that's going to ruin that at this time. So for the next 10 days, we're good. Get out there and enjoy it. The question is what happens going into February. We're going to cross our fingers and we're going to hope and pray that winter actually continues through February, and that if we're going to get a thaw, we'd rather have it in March and just have the season end early like last year, so we can at least have several weeks of good snow cover, lots of places to ride, places where people can put on miles and spread things out, especially with the COVID and especially with the fact that capacities are limited in a lot of these businesses. And that's really the biggest concern that I have is running into issues with that. Thankfully, I haven't heard of any issues with overcrowding with the COVID, but that is one of the biggest things that we were talking about on the Trail Talk podcast series weeks ago and months ago when we were waiting for the snow to come.
Yeah, without a doubt. I just want to plug a quick event for this weekend. The Schauff Polaris Memorial Ride is kicking off on Saturday morning. They've always been big supporters of Southern Tug and all the area snowmobile clubs. So they're leaving at their door about 10:30 in the morning. They're going to ride north up to Southern Tug's trails. They're going to enjoy the Northern Oneida County trails through the Lee Center Trailbusters, and they're stopping into the milk plant for just a quick, socially distant event. Southern Tug's groomer will be on site, so if you want to check that out up close and personal, stop on by or join that ride for such a great cause. And I kind of just want to share a quick story too, Rich, before we wrap it up for the night.
Yeah, please go ahead.
And it just indicates true volunteerism and really what makes these clubs work. So here it is, Thursday night. Many of us, Tug Hill proper clubs, we really look at Thursday night as like the premier night to kind of set the trails up for the weekend. As we know, we kind of see heavy traffic all week, but then Thursday night people really start to roll into the area, and their weekends are Friday through Monday. Obviously, we're picking up some snow. It's really, really important to groom it tonight and whatnot. The gentleman who grooms for us always on Thursday night, unfortunately, got jammed up at work. No big deal. Things happen. We got a phone call at 6:30 tonight saying, hey, I'm not going to make it up there tonight, but I will go out at daybreak. Okay, no big deal. Not the worst in the world, but kind of some of the things that's doing on the back end is that's not going to allow the trails to set up. So in my mind, as a kind of a trail manager, we're missing that 12 hours of setup time. So those overnight lows tonight that are going to dip down into the teens and the single digits that'll really lock things in, we're going to miss this. So I was talking to some of our groomer bosses, just keeping everybody abreast of what was going on. A little bit delay, have to shift a little bit of equipment tomorrow, no big deal. There's a gentleman by the name of Doug Smith, who is our high market trail boss. He took it upon himself to say, hey, I'm going to head up there now, get going, 8 o'clock at night. And that gentleman's going to spend, probably 10 to 12 hours in a groomer tonight, battling through the lake effect snow, grooming in the new snow to make sure everything is squared away. So kind of hats off to Doug. Hats off to my entire team at Southern Tug. Hats off to all the groomer operators and groomer managers out there, because because without the dedication and the sacrifice that these people make to, you know, leave their homes at night and go sleepless nights and battle the elements, the people that would not have enjoyable snowmobile rides. So that's just one of many stories. I'm sure that every club has that type of person or that type of story. But the fact that we have this platform and we're sharing stories like that. So, like I said, hats off to my guy. Hats off to Doug. Super happy to have him on my team.
Absolutely. And hats off to all the groomers and the volunteers that put in countless hours, stay up late, or even pull off all-nighters to make the trails so awesome. And, you know, one thing that's also going to be a challenge for groomers that you guys need to be sensitive to, just like you all are adjusting to the fact that winter hasn't been there, and is now here, the fact that we've all been adjusting to COVID and life with COVID over the last 10 months, and a lot of us have been working from home, and our schedules are not quite the routines that they used to be pre-COVID, which is probably sending a lot of traffic during the week into the areas like it is right now. You know, things may be unpredictable. Be patient, be willing to lend a hand, be respectful of clubs, be respectful of volunteers, join where you ride. That extra $23, if you add on, is it $23 or $24 when you add on a different club, that may seem like a little bit of money, but it buys a lot of diesel fuel that can groom a lot of miles, and you don't know how much of a blessing that is to clubs like Southern Tug or anywhere else that you have the chance to ride this weekend across upstate New York. And just enjoy, take the deep breath and just enjoy the experience, enjoy the fact the sunshine's coming back out, the temperatures are getting colder. We got great nights for moonlight riding. We've got great nights for moonlight riding as the snow dissipates Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, coming up close to a full moon. It is going to be absolutely spectacular and gorgeous with that moonlight out there illuminating the scenery. Get out there and enjoy it. Do so safely. And have your survival kit on you, have extra tools on you. Don't go alone. Always let somebody know the general area where you're going. And we just thank you for the support of great clubs like Southern Tug Hill and all the great snowmobile clubs across upstate New York, and your support and dedication to us here at Upstate Snow. We're going to continue to have this podcast series. We're going to try and do a little bit more video, cool things like this. We're still going to put it up on our site. We're still doing not just the Guide to Your Ride, but the Trail Talk podcast on our site, also through Apple Podcasts and through Spotify. Please check out recent episodes that we've done of the series and the trail talk that I just did. I gave a great shout out to you. I don't know if you caught it, Chris. A lot of people may not have caught it yet because I haven't really seen too much traffic to it. I did not do a separate post on it, but the most recent trail talk that I did a couple of days ago was really shout outs and thank you to everybody that helped to keep Upstate Snow going and has brought it to what it is today. And shout out to great people like you, Chris, that have made Tug Hill go from good to great, great to amazing. And just that dedication that you were talking about from Doug Smith, you just embodied everything that snowmobiling is. Despite the bad stories that you hear, the stories of disrespect, there was another one up in the Adirondacks today, which was really tough to hear. But this is a family sport. This is a respectful sport. There are so many people that give time, money, talent to make this sport amazing in upstate New York. That is the majority of the snowmobile community, and we will shout that from the hilltops and the mountaintops for as long as we can keep this going. And I just wanted to put that out there for you, Chris.
Amen, brother. So hope everybody has a great, safe weekend of riding. And just remember, ride right, ride safe, join where you ride, join STH. Have a good night.
And thank you for joining us on the Guide to Your Ride podcast here on UpstateSnow.com.